debut album, Big Disgrace, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Very short but majestic English tone poem from composer Ernest John Moran. Music called In the Mountain Country, performed by the Ulster Orchestra. Conductor Joanne Valletta, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be back with you. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for a Friday afternoon. Coming up, we've got the London Jupiter Orchestra. I'll be along a bit later in this hour with an orchestrated version of a collection of piano nocturnes by Czech composer Leos Janáček. A fantastic suite later called On an Overgrown Path. That and much more still to come as the afternoon unfolds. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location. Offering both full-service wedding, event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com. Our next performance will be by the Ridge String Quartet and pianist Rudolf Rokuzny, and music by Antonín Dvořák, some early chamber music that he composed while in Prague in 1872, long before he had ever achieved fame or international recognition. Piano Quintet No. 1 in A Major Opus 5 for you on KPR Kansas Public Radio. The Ridge String Quartet, pianist Rudolf Rokuzny, and music by Antonín Dvořák, some of his early chamber music from 1872, Opus 5, his piano quintet, his first piano quintet, in A major, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 1:39 and about a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR news update. And we've got classical music till 3 p.m. this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. From 3 to 7 p.m. this afternoon, of course, we'll bring you All Things Considered from NPR News as usual, and tonight, from 7 to 9, Film Music Friday with your host, Daryl Brogdon. On tonight's program, Mr. Brogdon bids farewell to Film Music Friday. This will be his final broadcast of the show tonight from 7 to 9. And tonight's program is all about music from the films of Alfred Hitchcock, with music from Rebecca, Spellbound, Family Plot, and much more. This may be Daryl Brogdon's final Film Music Friday show tonight, but Film Music Friday will continue, and Mr. Brogdon will explain tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Don't forget to join us for Film Music Friday on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. Time now to bring you the London Jupiter Orchestra, conductor Gregory Rose, and something for you by the Czech composer Leos Janáček. What we'll hear is an orchestral suite comprised of orchestrated versions of a series of keyboard nocturnes that Janáček composed in the early 20th century. We'll listen to on an Overgrown Path, next on KPR. From composer Leos Janacek, in a gentle orchestral suite, one comprised of orchestrated versions of a series of piano nocturnes, music called On an Overgrown Path, with the London Jupiter Orchestra led by Gregory Rose, here on KPR. Just about 2 p.m. and NPR News just around the corner. In the next hour, a symphony by Holst called The Cotswolds.
Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the collection of Songs Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn, we listen there to Spring Song No. 6 in A minor with the Budapest Strings here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you once more for a little while longer, sharing classical music on a Friday afternoon. Before All Things Considered arrives at 3 o'clock, we have an English symphony. The BBC Philharmonic joins us later with a symphony in F major, early music from Gustav Holst, a piece called The Cotswolds. That plus a Bach violin sonata, his very first, all just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra is ready next with music from another English composer of the mid-19th century by the name of Ethel Smythe. She was a colleague of Arthur Sullivan, as well as a composer and a member of England's women's suffrage movement. In 1906, she wrote the following overture to an opera that was all about the tales told of old Cornish villagers who would use lanterns and false lights at nighttime for the purposes of luring sailing ships into unsafe waters, where they would break their ships upon the rocks, only to be looted and plundered. We'll hear the overture to The Wreckers with the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Sir Alexander Gibson, on KPR. And there, the Scottish National Orchestra, conductor Sir Alexander Gibson, and the music from an English opera from 1906 called The Wreckers, music composed by Ethel Smythe, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:18 now, and still to come. In the second half of the hour, there is some more English music when we have the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra for the symphony known as The Cotswolds, an early piece for you by Gustav Holst, on the way here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Next on KPR, in the company of violinist John Holloway, joined on keyboard by David Moroney, music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Next, Violin Sonata No. 1 on Kansas Public Radio. Violinist John Holloway, joined on harpsichord by David Moroney for Violin Sonata No. 1 in B minor, music by Johann Sebastian Bach on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 now, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, we haven't caught any bad luck on this Friday the 13th, but if you did, you can get your good luck back with Destiny during tomorrow's Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m. Some Irish tunes in honor of St. Patrick's Day coming up next week. You'll hear Danny Boy, Leroy Anderson's Irish Suite, and some other lucky charms. Plus the big feature, Beethoven's Ode to Joy. Destiny has that for you tomorrow during Classics by Request from 1 to 4 p.m. here on KPR. We are joined by the BBC Philharmonic and conductor Andrew Davis for our final performance for this hour, and it's an early piece from composer Gustav Holst. His first major orchestral effort, in fact. One of the very first jobs that Gustav Holst had as a 19-year-old was as organist and choir master in a small town in the English region of the Cotswolds, an area marked by beautiful rolling hills, places where Holst would spend quite a bit of time transversing and taking in the natural landscape. It made an impression on him that a few years later he hoped to capture the emotions inspired by those journeys in a symphony in F major called The Cotswolds. We'll hear it played next, the BBC Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. They're one of the first major orchestral achievements by composer Gustav Holst, composed at age 25. His symphony in F major, known as The Cotswolds, with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, from 7 to 9 p.m., don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with host Daryl Brogdon tonight, with a program of music from the films of Hitchcock. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's classical music, as always. And there'll be more at noon on Monday. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources on all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. Information at k-state.edu.
We have said for
contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 56 in Topeka. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to hear the story of a very famous rhinoceros. Kansas author has written a novel about the Rhino Keeper. Hear her conversation with Kay McIntyre coming up in just about another 25 minutes. Also in this next half hour, news headlines, and going to meet a video game auteur, all coming up on KPR.
And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
A high wind watch is going into effect Sunday morning through Sunday evening. This is for virtually the entire KPR listening area, the exception Chanute. You are not included in this, but pretty much everybody else is in the KPR listening area. Winds out of the northwest gusting up to 60 miles per hour. The reason they are issuing this watch, aside from the fact that it's going to be really windy, it's possible there could be some snow in the air. Visibilities could drop to near zero. Light blowing snow. That is not good news if you have to go somewhere on Sunday, so be aware. A high wind watch going into effect Sunday morning all the way through Sunday evening for most of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan. Lows tonight in the upper 30s, highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. It's 3:20.
Support.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre are your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:30.
Which, of course, doesn't surprise someone like me who sits on the Armed Services Committee. If you didn't expect this regime to shut down the flow of even their own oil as a self-preservation tool, I think you were failing to project what would happen when you started a war.
Oil prices have shot back above $100 a barrel today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans who changed the gender marker on their identification now have an extended deadline to change those IDs back. Because of a Kansas law, those documents will be invalidated. Zane Irwin has the story.
IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business on March 25th. The Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by the law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect over 1,800 birth certificates. A state judge recently ruled that the law can remain in effect pending legal challenges. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas State University researchers found higher cancer rates in rural communities, and they're now using strategies to reduce those risks. Counties like Russell, Ellsworth, and Lincoln counties rank in the top five in colorectal and lung cancer rates in the state. Researchers looking for potential risks tested homes for radon and private groundwater wells for nitrates. They found rates well above levels that contribute to cancer risks. Jessica Coates with K-State Research Extension says more people in the counties have now been considering preventative measures.
It has definitely heightened awareness, so sometimes it just takes a concerned citizen to say, hey, this doesn't seem right in my community.
Researchers are providing data, test kits, and radon mitigation to homes with high levels. New research from Yale University suggests healthy levels of livestock grazing can help lock carbon into the soil long term. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
Some carbon in the soil returns to the atmosphere fast, in just years or decades. But soil ecologist Shang-Shi Liu at Yale says,
Some forms of carbon in the soil can stay in the soil for thousands of years. So that's a really long-term carbon reservoir.
This is helpful for mitigating climate change, and grassland grazers like cattle and bison can help with this because when they munch on plants, it can prompt the roots to put more compounds into the soil that tie up carbon long term. Their manure can stimulate soil microbes that help too. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
And Casey Alexander has been named as the 27th head men's basketball coach at Kansas State University. Director of Athletics Gene Taylor made the announcement this morning. Casey Alexander was heading up the Belmont University men's basketball team. Mostly clear skies tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s, but don't get used to it. It's going to be very cold and windy on Sunday.
From NPR Group,
Vincent Accavino, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Now imagine you're living in 18th century England and you go down to your local tavern and you see a rhinoceros. In her debut novel, The Rhino Keeper, Kansas author Gillian Forsberg tells the story of Clara, an Indian rhinoceros that traveled across Europe, entertaining royalty and common folks alike. The Rhino Keeper was named a Kansas notable book by the State Library of Kansas. Forsberg told Kay McIntyre the story of how she first discovered the true story of this animal celebrity.
In 2020, my husband and daughter, me, the poor could feed her, the rich could feed her. She spent months with royalty and weeks with the poor. So essentially, it looked like a big unicorn coming to town. And especially because, remember how I said Durer's rhino was wrong? Clara corrected the image of the entire species by her very presence. And it would really be like seeing a mythological creature, especially when these people had no knowledge of the world outside of their own neighborhoods. To have Clara roll through would have done something really unique to their minds.
Gillian Forsberg of Wichita is the author of The Rhino Keeper, a Kansas notable book selected by the State Library of Kansas. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre, and you can hear a longer version of their conversation on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. Then Americans who hear about China through political or security headlines tend to see the country as a threat. But perspectives are starting to change.
People who get China through daily exposure and peer-to-peer culture tend to have a more mixed view.
Why some young Americans are China-maxing coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 56 degrees in Topeka, 56 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Most meaningful work. Workday. It's a new workday. This is NPR.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week we found that all of President Trump's senior officials have to wear the dress shoes he bought them to impress him. J.D. Vance wore nothing else. Join us for the news quiz that's always well-dressed. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 57 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.